Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Welcome everybody who are out here today. Those who are watching us via the internet, whether it's Facebook or the website, good morning. What a beautiful day that the Lord has made for us today. We may rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
To enter into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. Gracious Father and all wise God. Mighty One, we thank you for yet another opportunity to come to your house to worship you, to give you glory, honor, and praise.
Yes.
Lord, we are your children.
Yes.
You are our Father. We are here to do what you ask us to do. We ask you, Father, to bestow upon us what you will have us to do, that we may go out and do it for you, that you shall receive all the glory. Father, we thank you for the man of God who's going to bring forth your words for us today. That your word, Lord, may rest within our hearts. May touch our minds, touch our soul, touch our spirit. That we shall not sin against it. That we shall abide in it as we abide in you. Father, we thank you for those out here, the choir, the praise team, the musicians, for them giving their time to bring music and song as we enter into your courts. And we thank you. But Father, we ask you that you receive it in your graceful name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. of scripture. It'll be coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. We're going to read verses 1 through 11. After which, Deacon Haynes will come up and bless us with a prayer. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen. Listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fowl. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love. Promise today. See, I have made him witness to the people. A ruler and commander of the people. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow came down from heaven and did not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So my word that goes out of my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. The word of God for the people of God. May the Lord bless his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Speak and answer. But let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our heart, asking you, Lord God, forgive us our sins and our wrongs of yesterday. But start us off from fresh today, Lord, that we can walk closely with you in the way you would guide us to go. Lord, we ask for a blessing upon those that are with us today, and those that are away from us, Lord, we ask for a blessing. Lord, we ask for healing among the sick, O Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we call on your name to heal our name, our land, and nation. In Christ's name, safely pray. Amen.
Just a couple announcements before we have our next song. We have a thank you card here from Cameron. And it reads, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over." Praying the Lord blesses your heart in abundant measure. Thank you, Cameron Moore. Also, before we get started, just a couple more things about the outreach with Deep Creepy Hopedale. If anyone has any non-perishable or monetary gift, please see me. And if anybody is interested in joining to pass out the flyers, it's August 22nd from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And on September 19th, we're going to have a joint gathering at Deep Creek. And it's going to be a small gathering to meet the community and find out what the needs for the community are. And we're asking if anybody would like to volunteer with that also. If there is, see me. Thank you.
I wanna know. Lord's side. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Wonderful gifting. Wonderful singing. Amen. Beautiful day in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We gonna rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm gonna expedite it as best I can, but I got to preach the word of God. Amen. He will meet me in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. I will begin the reading at verse 14. Genesis chapter 6, verse 14. Catch up with me because I'm going to move. Amen. Genesis chapter 6, verse 14, the Bible says, God is talking to Noah in verse 14. He said, make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. This is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the doors of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third deck. And behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which the breath of life, everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, and your son's wife with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark, to keep them alive with you, and they shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, of every creeping thing on the earth after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take yourself of all food that is taken, and eat, you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. The Bible says, thus Noah did according to all that God had commanded him. That's where I want to take our lesson this morning, verse 22. King James and the New King James Version says that Noah did all that was according to what God had commanded him, so he did it, or he obeyed God. The New Living Translation and the Easy Read Version says that thus Noah did exactly what God said. So this morning I want to talk about, it's time to do what God said do. Look at whoever in the car with you, your neighbor that's looking up in your face, and tell them it's time to do what God said to do. See, we're living in a time when people will not listen. We're living in a time where people will not follow directions. We're living in a time where people will interpret scripture for themselves versus what God said or the preachers he sent to interpret it. People will interpret medical facts, because if y'all like me, you'll go on your computer, amen, to the e-medical when you diagnose yourself, amen, versus doing what the doctor told you. As a matter of fact, we're living in a time where children and adults are smarter than teachers, educators, and professors, amen, because y'all know why? We know everything. And then we live in a generation where church folk, that's preachers, that's deacons, that's members, we know more than God Almighty. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 says that prophecy or scripture is of no private interpretation. In other words, what God said is what God meant, and the way he said it, that's how he meant. But we living in a time just like in Noah's time, because Jesus said in Matthew 24, 37 through 39, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Men will be marrying, they will be giving in marriage, they will be conducting business. In other words, business will be going on as usual. And that's the way it is now. With all the things that are going on in this world, you would think that some of us who are intelligent, who are Christians, who are smart enough to realize that without God we can do nothing. But Matthew 19:26, with God we can do all things. Ain't that right? Nothing is impossible with God. So you would think that we would look at what's going on and listen to what God is saying, but nobody is listening to God. So what God did was, in Noah's time, and the world was violent.
the world was evil and everybody had turned away from God. The Bible said they were doing what they thought was right in their own mind. Amen. But then today, Jesus still put it like that, and Paul, through the Apostle Paul, that we are living in what you call a time when people have a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is a mind that's already made up regardless of what the Lord has said. A reprobate mind is when sinners and saints alike will begin to reject what God said and begin to do what it is that we want to do. Amen. But today I'm telling you that it's time to do what God said to do. See, God is calling us in a time to do something that has never been done before and go places that we've never gone before. This year when the children go back to school, they're going back to remote learning. They're not used to remote learning. What I mean by remote learning, they're not going to physically be in the classroom, but they're going to have to go into their classroom through the computer, through their phones. They're going to have to be able to interact with the teachers and educators over the phone. Churches, y'all already know we're experiences. Some people have went back inside a church, but it's still dangerous and even dangerous outside. Amen. But now we're living in a time where if you really want to seek God, you can seek him live stream. Amen. You don't have to go inside the church. You can seek him live stream. But sometimes you just got to close the live stream and go to God for yourself. Sometimes you got to close the book, turn off the TV, get down on your knee and say, Lord, I'm here. Don't ask God for anything. Just stand there till God begins to reveal to you what he wants you to do. God will call you in this time, people in a reprobate mind. He calls this man called Noah. He asked Noah to build an ark. Amen. He asked Noah to build an ark. Noah, 500 years old. Amen. He said, I want you to build an ark. Now, the ark he wanted Noah to build, this ark was going to float on the water. It was a big cruise ship. It was a big boat. But in the area where Noah was, it really had not rained. God was doing something where he was misting from under the ground, and the plants and everything was nourished by the mist of the earth. Amen. But see, God was getting ready to do a new thing. Amen. So he tells Noah, I want you to build an ark. Amen. But see, Noah was going through some things before God told him to build an ark. Because Peter said that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And y'all still don't get what I'm saying? If you are a Christian, if you are a child of God, we are living in the same evil, mean, cruel world. And while people won't treat each other right, we got to treat each other right. While people won't do right, we must do right. Amen, somebody. But when you start doing right, you are peculiar. You are not like everybody else. Amen. As a matter of fact, some of y'all just think back in your mind when God called you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. People that ran with you in your family, people and your friends that was doing things with you, you became strange to them because you didn't run the same places that they ran. Amen. You didn't do the same things that they did. Amen. And that's the way Noah was. Amen. He was in a world where people were doing everything, and now God is calling him. I know you're holy. I know you're intelligent. I understand. I know you got some things, some experiences in your life. But the Bible says that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into our heart what God has prepared for us. In other words, the Lord can do above all you can think or ask him. So it would behoove us to just listen to what he said and then obey and do what God said do. God was calling Noah to do the improbable. In other words, to build an ark, amen. A big boat, I just told you, in a land where it was not rain yet and there never had been a flood. And God asked this man to do something that never had been done before. See, I don't know about you, but y'all do know that when you go to your family members and tell them you're going to do something that has never been done before, they're going to look at you like you crazy, amen. God called me to preach. They think you crazy. God called me to run for office. They think you're crazy. God called me to go to college. They think you're crazy. Not only go to college, God called me to finish college and start my own business. Folks think you're crazy. So God asked him to do the improbable. Not only do the improbable, but to do the inconceivable. the unconceivable, to do something that had never been done and never been seen before in the world. And the worst folk in the world to try to get you to do something that you've never seen is a Christian, is a church person. It's hard because I'm one, amen. And once I learn something, and that's the way it's been, that's the way I think it ought to be. But God's ways are higher than my ways, and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. So I just might be dumb enough just to follow God because I find out what God wants me to do. God will call you to do that improbable, something that's right. You can't do it. It's never been done before. Something that's inconceivable. You can't think of it. You can't imagine it. You can't read about it. You ain't got no model for it. There's no proof. There's nothing that you can do, but God is telling you to do it. Then he'll call you in a time where it's intolerable to do it. It's unbearable. Nobody likes what you are doing. But you know in your heart that God has called you to do it. That's a hard time right there. You have to have faith in God. Because faith is what? Hebrews 11:1. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I hope that it happened, but I've never seen it happen. But if God said it, I believe that it just might happen. Have y'all ever asked God ever asked you to do something? Well, you don't have no example. You don't have no family member or friend that has ever done what God is telling you to do. There's no mentor, there's no blueprint, and you don't know what to do. Let me give you a bit of advice, if God is working with you that way. Don't worry about what he told you to do. Don't worry about the plan that he gave you. Just worry about the one who gave you the plan. Let me say it again. You don't have to worry about the plan. If God gave you the plan, he already knows that you can accomplish what he's sending you out to do. So all you have to do is obey God to do what God told you to do and work by faith. So when God gives you direction, this is what he requires. When God gives you direction, you got to engage. You got to get off the sideline. You got to get in the game, amen. When God calls you, faith without works is dead. You got to begin to move. It don't matter about your age. Noah was 500 years old. It don't matter about your resources. Don't worry about it. God will fix that. Because one thing about it, he didn't call Noah to go out and find more resources. He wanted Noah to use the resources that he had. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but you sitting around waiting on some magic to happen. You waiting on somebody to believe what God told you to do. You don't have to do none of that. Just step out on faith and begin to do what God wants you to do, and the resources will come. Lord have mercy. You got to move. You got to work. You got to have faith. You got to do what God told you to do. That's the first thing. The second thing is that when God called you to do something, he's calling you to do something that has never been done before. You got to trailblaze this thing. You are not the tail anymore. You're becoming the head now. And what God wants you to do is move forward in faith. To move forward in God with something you've never seen before, you got to think. And not only do you have to think, you got to dream. And you got to dream big. And after you get through dreaming, you got to be a little creative. So you got to stop following people. Let me tell you, pressures in your life. Those of us with problems in our life. No matter what it is, I can spell it out, but y'all know what your problem is. Amen. But let me tell you that God already knew that you was going to have that problem. As a matter of fact, he allowed the problem to come to make you get up to get ready to do something. Because when God brings pain, when God brings pressure, it's because we are comfortable in doing what we want to do. So God brings pressure and God brings pain to make you move out of the place where you are comfortable so you can align up with what he wants you to do and where he wants you to go. Noah lived in evil times. I got it. Noah lived in evil times. Men were corrupt. Morally, people were bankrupt. Political divisions, even in Noah's day. Economic disparity in Noah's day. See, we're looking at coronavirus and we say, well, we don't have, we've never seen this before. And we can go back in history and look at it. Some folks, a few folks are still living from the Great Depression, amen. But some folks don't know what the Great Depression is because there's something always on the table, something always in the refrigerator, and the lights are always on, so they don't understand what it is to go through the Great Depression. Most folks remember the Spanish flu, or they only know it through history. We read about it, that it was taking folk out the way coronavirus is taking folk out right now, amen. But I'm trying to tell you, think coronavirus caught God by surprise? Coronavirus did not catch God by surprise. God already knew what was going to happen. The only thing is that we are so hard-headed, we are so stubborn, that we won't do what it takes to be safe to one another and to do those things and follow the guidelines of what it takes. Some folks are well. A hope. Well, it might be a hope, but it's a million or some people all over the world got it, and folks still dying from it, amen. So far as Michael Thompson is concerned, I think this thing is still real. I don't want no cold. I don't want no sprained foot. I don't want no sniffles. I don't want to be sick at all, amen. And I sure don't want to die. Oh, lived on a time when people were doing everything. They was living any kind of way. And it surely wasn't following God. But the Bible says that if you look at Noah, it says that Noah found favor or grace in the eyes of God. How do you find favor and grace in the eyes of God? What you do is you don't do what the world does. Amen. You let folks go ahead on and do what they want to do. And you keep on doing what God wants to do. Don't acquiesce to what other folks are doing. Amen. Because two wrongs don't make a right. Amen. You got to do the right thing. So Noah lived during those times, but yet he had boundaries and he had balance. Amen. Listen to me. He had balance and he had balance. You got to watch folk around you, keep folk at bay that are not doing what in your life that are conducive to what God has told you to do. You got to put some boundaries and limitations on your life, amen. And then you got to have some balance in your life. You can't work all the time and don't have no fun. You can't worry all the time and not trust God. You got to have some balance in your life. You got to learn to walk with God. This is the problem, and I'm getting ready to go to the book, and I'm getting ready to go to the house. The problem is that what we're doing is we don't want a real relationship with God. Somebody said real relationship. What we want is we want to see God every now and again. Huh? Yeah, y'all know what it is to really love somebody, ain't that right? You want to spend time with them all you want to, amen. But then that's that certain one that gives you feeling, but you don't want to live with them, amen. But every now and again you want to see them. Grown folks know what I'm talking about, amen. I know y'all so holy in heaven and so high, y'all don't know what I'm saying this morning, but the devil is a lie. You know exactly what I'm saying to you, amen. Yeah, we don't want a relationship with God. We just want to see God on the weekend. Amen. We don't want to see God when we want to see God. Amen. But you got to stand on the promises of God. Amen. Let me tell you why you got to stand on the promises of God. Because God is still able. Amen. That God is still worthy. Amen. That God can still make a way out of no way. Here it is, Brother Noah, in those perilous times. God tells him to make an ark out of gopher wood. Amen. In other words, he's telling him to build something that he's never seen before. Let me school you on something. Even if you've never seen people do it, when God tells you to do something, he already shows you in your mind and your imagination what he wants you to do. Y'all don't believe it? Look at what he said about the ark. He said, I want you to make the ark. Told him what to make the ark out of, told him the dimensions he wanted in the ark, told him to put pitch on the inside and out, in other words, I'm going to send water, and your boat gonna float if you put some pitch in it. And then he said, I want the length of the ark to be 300 cubits and 50 cubits wide, and I want it to be 30 cubits high. You understand? 35 cubits. Put a window in the side of it. Amen. And then God said, I'm going to bring a flood. Yeah. I'm getting ready to go, but I just want to tell you that sometimes God will ask you to do something. Amen. That what he asks you to do is incredible. You can't even imagine it. You can't even think of it. But God is telling you to do it. You looking around for everybody else to see what they've done, but what God asking you to do, nobody has ever done before. Amen. But I'm trying to tell you, just cause it's never been done, don't mean that we can't do it. Can you imagine if we could go back to our great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, if they could see our cell phones, if they could see computers, if they could see modern-day cars, if they could see things going on now, they wouldn't believe that it was possible, amen. But see, somewhere along the way, God was showing them little things, amen. And then we took what they did, and we listened to God, and we made it greater. And I'm trying to tell you that in this generation, we got to stop standing on the shoulders of our ancestors and begin to go out and do what they thought was possible. Nobody thought when John Lewis walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Nobody thought when he walked with Dr. King. Nobody thought that things would happen. Nobody had seen a black person vote. No black person had ever been registered to vote. But now people got the right to vote. And my question is, when it comes time to vote, I ain't telling you who to vote for. I'm just telling you to stand up for the right that you were given yourself. Don't vote just because somebody's a political party. Don't vote just because somebody's a certain color. Vote because it's the right person to vote for. Find out what they're about and then vote. Church, God is calling us. Walk into a dream. Do something we've never done before. God will give you the Holy Ghost. I'm getting ready to go. He'll give you the Holy Ghost, because some folks think that when we get the Holy Ghost, we can run, we can shout, we can jump, and we can do all those things. Speak in other tongues, that's true. But God gives you the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will give you boldness to do what other folks are scared to do. The Holy Ghost will give you wisdom to do it the way God tells you to do it. Y'all know why? Because God is able. Amen. God will ask you to do the improbable, ask you to do the illogical, ask you to do the impossible. Amen. But I'm trying to tell you this morning that you can do what God said do. Amen. Most of us are Bible readers, and some of us may not be Bible readers, but let me help you a little bit. God talked to a man by the name of Abraham, told him to get out from your country and from your kindred and go to a place that I will show you. Amen. He didn't know where God was going to send it to. But think about it. He had to leave mama there. He had to leave daddy there, even though daddy wasn't with him. He had to leave Lot there, even though Lot got on the boat with him. Ain't that right? Lot got in the car and rode with Abraham. But God called Abraham to do something he's never done before, to go somewhere he's never been before, and to see something he's never seen before. And when he did it, God said, I'll show you. As far as you can see, you can own it. And your descendants going to be as the sand of the sea, amen. And not only that, look at Moses at the Red Sea, amen. Do you understand that God's people was in bondage for 400 years, and God called Moses to deliver the people out, and when God told him to tell Pharaoh to let my people go, and when they got to the river, the Red Sea, do you think that God would have opened it up for them? Ain't that right? But God kept it closed, amen. This man gets to the Red Sea, now all the people are fussing, because they say, why you bring us out of here? We might as well turn back and go to Egypt where we would eat onions and leeks, and at least we had somewhere to lay our heads. You done got us out of here, got an army coming to kill us, amen. And then Moses cried out to God, and God said, what you crying out to me for? What you got in your hand, amen? Lift your faith up and begin to do what I told you to do. And the Bible says, when Moses lifted up his staff, amen, that the Red Sea departed, amen. And that the what God, what the devil thought was going to be the enemy, God flipped the whole script, amen. Opened up the Red Sea and moved all the obstacles. Moses and everybody else stepped out. And then the enemy that was coming behind, God flipped the Red Sea around and turned it from a wall to a weapon to back them off. I'm trying to tell you, stop turning around fighting, folks, and keep on marching with God. And after a while, whatever you think that's in your way, God's going to take that and flip it around, amen. And people that talked about you, people that said you can't do it, they're going to have to watch you march through the Red Sea. God's going to ask you to do something sometimes that it seems impossible. God's going to ask you to do something sometimes that it don't make no sense, because you've never seen nobody, no illustration, no example, but trust God. But then the thing is that God's going to ask you to do something, amen, that it seems intolerable. Now, preacher, what you talking about intolerable? Because you got to wait until God do what God does. Oh, now, I don't know about you, but that's my problem. If God says something, I want God to move right now. And if you say something, I want you to move right now. When God told Noah what to do, he was 500 years old. That is in the Bible, Noah 600 years old, amen. And the ark is already built, and ain't a drop of rain came yet. Can you imagine? I can't imagine being in the house of Tracy Thompson who took all our savings and built something, talking about what we gonna do, and there ain't no evidence of it, amen. Something got to happen, ain't that right, God? Yeah, something got to happen. But y'all know what happened? When that time comes, and I'm talking to somebody now, your time is coming. You've been waiting for a long time. The Bible said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength to mount up with wings of eagles. You're going to run and not faint. You're going to walk and not be weary. You're going to do all those things God wants you to do. But until that time comes, you got to wait. And you folks say, you can't hear it, God. Let me tell y'all what happened. That's to make a long story short. God called this righteous preacher to tell the folks, well, we make that up, I don't see the Bible, we say it's going to rain, amen. But God had told him it was going to rain. Now, I know if he told Noah it was going to rain, God is a fair God, a just God, so he let the other folks know that the things were getting ready to happen that was different. It's just that Noah trusted and believed in him, amen? And then, y'all know what happened? Right when folks stopped believing what was going to happen in Noah's life, this Jerry, you know what happened? He looked up, and all the animals, amen, started coming to the ark, amen? See, if that hadn't been me, I'd have been out there trying to catch a fish. I'd have been out there trying to make a horse come in. I'd have been trying to make the cow come in. But no, y'all know what happened? The Bible said that God had promised him in the beginning that if you build an ark, when that time comes, that the animals gonna come to the ark. Seven clean, two unclean. You just build the ark, go in the ark with your family, and wait till I come. Amen. And y'all know what happened? 7 days was there. People had time to get on the ark. God didn't say folks couldn't get on the ark, but folks didn't want to get on the ark. They wanted to keep on doing what they was doing. Amen. And after 7 days was up, the doors closed, and the rain began to come, and the flood began to rain the ark up, and Noah and his family was in safety. Now I'm trying to tell you, don't you wait too long. Don't wait out here praying for people. Don't go out here waiting, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Don't run with the crowd. Don't try to look at the folks with the most money. Cause I've seen folks with money one day and no money the next day. I've seen folks healthy one day and sick the next day. Don't put your hope in people, but put your hope in God. Gotta follow him. Right here, doors of the church is open. Some of you, God is watching over you. God is protecting you. That's why, like I said, sometimes I'm too ignorant to even pray. But I thank God that my mama now, my grandma now, some of y'all pray for me when I can't pray for myself. Amen. But I am wise enough now just to, I know that he may not come when I want him, but he'll come on time. So if there's someone here that you need to trust God for more, you ain't got to come up here, but I want you to step outside your car. Step out on faith. See, because some of y'all are going to stay in your car, but you really need God to do something for you, so you're going to stay inside your car. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Some of y'all are going to keep on doing what you're doing the way you was doing it, and they tell me that if you keep doing the same thing and get the same results, and it ain't happening for you, that's insanity, amen. But all you got to do is step out on faith, amen. Step out on faith and watch God do what God does. I don't know what you need from God, amen. I don't know what you need. But I know that God is a way-making God. He can take a way out of no way. Can he do it? God can do it for you. God still woke you up this morning. God did it for you. God put you in the right mind this morning. Didn't he do it? God put clothes on your back. I know you're working, but he allowed you. He gave you the strength to work. He said, well, preacher, I'm not no. That's right. But you God's not. God is no respecter of persons. The Bible said that meek shall inherit the earth. Amen. The meek of those who got scriptures up, that know we don't know everything, that God knows it all. Isn't that right? Then the Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. For thine should be the kingdom of God. Let us start making peace in these days and these times. Amen. I want you to tell God what you want as I pray. Let's pray together. Amen. Living in bad times, living in perilous times. Let us pray when you finish this. Let's pray today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come now, God, to give you glory, God, to give you honor, and God, to give you praise. God, I thank you for everything that you've done, all the people that you've blessed, those faithful lives, those who have come in the parking lot now, Lord, I ask you to bless them physically, bless them spiritually. Bless them mentally. God, I thank you for what you've already done for them, God, but let them see the great things that you want to do in their lives. Not looking back at the testimony of what you've already done, but let them stretch and imagine, God, what it is that you can do. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered our heart, Lord, what you can do for us. We're asking for your healing, Lord. We're asking for your strength, Lord. We're asking for your vision, Lord. We're asking God to comb this country, God. We ask you to comb this world, God. Forgive us for our sins, have mercy on our souls, God, when we mistreated each other. when we walked away from each other, when we didn't help each other, when we wasn't Christian, when we wasn't godly, God, when we wasn't doing those things you called us to do. We thank you, Lord, for your favor and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for remembering us in time of need. Today, God, you give ourselves the way, God, that you can use us any way you see fit. Anything in us, God, that's not like you, in mind, body, soul, and spirit, God, we give it away, that you can fill us today with the power of your Holy Spirit. We love you, Lord. We trust you, because you are an amazing God. And now my prayer is this. I want you to look to the hills when we come to your help, realizing that all your help comes from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. And my prayer is this, that the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen. And sing a little bit of this whole time, God. Amen. Because they're tired of singing. Y'all can take y'all way home. Go ahead on.